for years. Well, the other side of that is that people that were turning away from the Lord at the end of the world, it's harvest time, remember, this is when everything comes to fruit. People that are turning away from the Lord at the end of the world will grow away from the Lord very rapidly in a crisis situation. And Jesus was very clear, it will be a crisis situation at the end of the world. It's going to be like a woman in travail, crisis after crisis, coming one after another, getting closer together. And in that type of situation, people will move very rapidly to the direction they're going, and very rapidly they will be willing to do things that they wouldn't have been willing to do just a short period of time before. If you doubt that, go look at what happened in Nazi Germany. And that wasn't that long ago. I would suggest there's people living in this room that were alive during that time period. I'm certain that there is. In any case, that's where we stand in Earth's history. And the classic book that has laid this out very clearly for us is The Great Controversy. So let's take that back up again and look at a couple passages from The Great Controversy that also are nailing down some current events that are taking place in the world today. Great Controversy, page 588, 589. The line of distinction between professed Christians and the ungodly is now hardly distinguishable. True? Church members love what the world loves and are ready to join with them, and Satan determines to unite them in one body and thus strengthen his cause by sweeping all into the ranks of spiritualism. Papists who boast of miracles as a certain sign of the true church will be readily deceived by this wonder-working power. And Protestants, having cast away the shield of truth, will also be deluded. Papists, Protestants, and worldlings alike will accept a form of godliness without the power, and they will see in this union a grand movement for the conversion of the world and the ushering in of the long-expected millennium. The ushering in of the long-expected millennium. Have you heard anything in our world today about the millennium over the last year? Constantly. Everybody's talking about the millennium. Not only did it start last year, but the Catholic Church believes it starts January 1st. This coming year. This is the last year, and it starts. But in any case, millennium, millennium, millennium. And Sister White here is saying that millennium is something that it has to do with the end of the world, and this push for the union that takes place during the millennium time period will take place when the world is acting like the church, and they're all going to come into union. And this information that is shared in the Spirit of Prophecy, The Great Controversy, is identifying a one-world government system. Now, I say that without making a great deal of defense of that, but if you're not familiar that the Bible identifies a one-world government, we will get to that in our following.